When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Come on! Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Matt Parks. Matt, are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
Let's go. Matt is the founder and CEO of One Less CBD. They're an organization working to create a better option for those suffering from chronic pain and inflammation. Matt, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All righty. Well, personal life, mainly I'm a father of three young girls, 8, 5, and 3. So they keep me young and energized. And if, you know, people talk about their why, you know, definitely my kids are a big part of my why. Why get up every day? Why hustle? Why try to, you know, help people with their inflammation? My other hat is I, you know, work in durable medical equipment. So, I mean, I'm working multiple jobs, always hustling, always, you know, doing things, trying to help people. I've kind of indirectly been in healthcare my entire life. And part of that was growing up in Northeast Baltimore City. My mom has been an ER, night shift ER nurse in Baltimore City for 43 years. And my brother, who's 3 years older, was in and out of Johns Hopkins from the time he was a baby to the time he was about 16, 17. He was born with hydrocephalus and a Dandy Walker malformation, which in layman's terms essentially means he was born with missing 80% of his cerebellum. So constant operations. Ben Carson was his surgeon. Really what it does, it builds pressure up in the brainstem. So, I mean, he had shunts, had titanium metal plate put in his head, all kinds of things that I was exposed to at a young age, in and out of hospitals. I was independent. I was living with families all up and down the street, church families and school families and relatives, because my parents were busy with him. So I had to be independent. I, you know, was exposed to a world like that. And my mother, you know, she is a very much in head, out mouth type of person. So she doesn't keep me away from anything. And especially when I was young. So I just really knew about drug addiction, about inflammation, about, you know, people who were in a much worse space than I was, and how the world really worked. I was exposed to that at a very young age. And it was really instrumental in how I grew up, ultimately left Baltimore, played baseball in college at Belmont University in Nashville, met my wife in grad school. And then started working in durable medical equipment about 2011, 2010. And it was there that I really started to develop an appreciation for an underlying root cause of people's problems, from Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, I really figured out that inflammation was the root cause of all pain and underlying health conditions. So when you can attack inflammation, when you can kind of get to that initial response, your body is telling you, okay, something's wrong. How are we going to deal with it? Are we going to overload ourselves on over-the-counter medications? Are we going to go down the prescription opioid route, which most people have taken and has caused a addiction epidemic in our country? So it really just led to a kind of a self-discovery. I want to learn more about this. I want to help people. How can I do that? And an opportunity presented itself to get into a topical information space, but I wanted to do it right. And I really felt like the CBD industry was up and coming, but already losing its way. It was over-commercialized, over-marketed. And I really thought the product offerings were really suspect and not really well thought out from the get-go. So that kind of led me to where I am now.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story. And you were kind enough, or somebody from your organization was kind enough to send me a jar of your CBD cream. And I really, it's CBD seems to be just ever present, sort of to your point, but I had no idea really what it was. You know, I'm like, oh, it seems like it's good. Joe Rogan talks about it every once in a while, and right. I see CBD everywhere. But it was great timing because as we get older, Matt, I think you're a little younger than me, your body starts to hurt more and more. Mm-hmm. And I bought one of those therapy guns, and that was working. But then I've had this chronic pain in my right foot for feels like a year. And the therapy gun was helping, but it wasn't getting rid of it. And I started using the cream about two weeks ago, and it's made an enormous difference. So, awesome. So thank you.
Love to hear it. And that's, you know, inflammation at its root cause. So, you know, the body is basically sending you signals, you know, and we talk about CBD really derives from this discovery of the endocannabinoid system. And that was kind of late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, a lot of stuff, like you said, it's been over-commercialized, over-hyped. So people hear CBD and they don't really know what it is. And then it becomes a problem that everybody has their own interpretation of what it is. And usually that's just a self-fulfilling proclamation of their product, of what it does, or an ingredient they're trying to skew people or sway people to, you know, use their product. So it's not really a lot of science that's behind their product. And the thing with the CBD industry is you really can't say what your product does because the FDA won't allow it. It's a supplement. It's no different than vitamin C, vitamin D, ginkgo biloba, any of those things. You can't scientifically say my product will reduce inflammation. You know, I don't ever tout that. That's my hope. You know, that's my desire. I put active ingredients in there that I believe are going to do that. But in essence, where CBD has lost its way is too many people claiming too many things that simply are just not true or are really not proven in a human clinical trial sense. And that's unfortunate because there is a lot of promise and hope with this ingredient. I most certainly believe in it. But it also comes to a sense where people are just getting too much information and they don't know who's telling the truth and who's not. And that's the upsetting part, is that you're constantly fighting that uphill battle of false proclamations and people really just trying to make a quick buck, sell their product, and then sell their company for, you know, multiples of EBITDA and get out and, you know, on to the next thing. And that's unfortunate because there is a lot of promise, you know, with this ingredient.
Yeah, that was kind of my impression when we got in touch. And, you know, when you start thinking about buying a certain car, then you start noticing it on the street a lot more. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on with all the CBD? And what went through my head is, well, there's obviously money in it if there's so many companies that are doing it. And it's obviously a good thing. So, yeah. You talked a little bit about it, and it sounds like we can't say that this will reduce your inflammation. That's what we're hoping it happens. But just really, what is CBD?
Right. So it's and when I was kind of going down that road with the endocannabinoid system. So when your body has an injury, it actually releases cannabinoids. Your body has natural cannabinoids inside of it. The problem is that there's protein enzymes in your body as well. So when your body has an injury, let's say I go out for a jog and I twist my ankle. So naturally my brain is sending a signal and it starts firing, you know, really quickly. It starts, you know, beating like a heartbeat, but it goes really fast. And your brain's going, I'm in pain. cannabinoids have been released, and their job is to go and directly attack the inflammation. The problem is that these protein enzymes act like Pac-Man, and they eat up the cannabinoids in your body. So not enough cannabinoids are going to the inflammation and doing the natural occurrence of what your body is trying to do and decrease it. So the thought process is with CBD, and there have been some great studies on rats as far as injecting cannabinoids to an area of inflammation. You are getting more cannabinoids to that area, and you're essentially blocking those protein enzymes from decreasing the cannabinoids in your body. So you are giving your body more cannabinoids than the protein enzymes can attack. So now we've introduced cannabinoids to that area, and the hope, the idea, the thought is that the cannabinoids now can naturally decrease inflammation without without introducing ibuprofen, acetaminophen, whatever you might, an opioid, whatever it might be. And for me, what I always tell people, my product is that CBD is one part. We tout our six ingredients: camphor, geranium, menthol, eucalyptus.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
White willow bark, and then the CBD isolate. And CBD isolate is important because isolate is just pure CBD. And CBD is a phytocannabinoid, which means it's derived from a plant. And when we extract CBD, or the CBD that we get is hemp-based, it's not marijuana-based. So there's no THC. And THC is that main ingredient that kind of makes you feel like you're flying on a magic carpet somewhere and you're not in where you currently are. So, that was the thing for me, is that I heard a lot of people talking about, CBD, but the question was, will this get me high? Am I going to fail a drug test? Am I going to do all these things? So my goal was, how can we make a product that incorporates CBD, but eliminates all those underlying things that we see when companies really don't know their extraction methods, or they're not extracting the THC fully, or they're misrepresenting their product. So our goal was, let's access this. Now we have access to this great, topical inflammation ingredient. Let's just make sure it's safe and effective. But that's really the science, is that, we endocannabinoid system releases cannabinoids. It just does not release enough. It all plays a role in the central nervous system. And we're just trying to get more cannabinoids to the area. We can block those protein enzymes, and we can let the cannabinoids in the body do its natural healing. And my goal is, if I can take the pain scale, I wake up every day on a 6 to 7 scale. If I can get you down to a 3 or 4, I can make you more mobile, I can make you more active, then you're going to naturally decrease inflammation. We're not going to be sedentary, we're not going to be still. We're going to get up, we're going to get moving. And I want you to enjoy applying the product. So it's all those things together that you enjoy. It absorbs, it gets into the skin, it doesn't feel like it's sitting on your skin for 6 hours, all day. It actually absorbs. It gets in there. It feels nice. It's cooling. So there's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just, you know, throw some CBD in a hand cream and call it an inflammation product, because it's just not, there's more to it. It took us 2 years to figure this out. It's not an overnight thing, but unfortunately you have a cash crop and people go, all right, let's get to it. I can white label a CBD product and sell it and make a quick buck. And if one thing the pandemic did, it did weed out a lot of those pretenders in the industry, which was a great thing. But it's still it's an uphill battle every day.
Yeah.
You know, to try to get your product out there and get people to buy in, because they may have bought one CBD product at a gas station, had a bad experience with it. And, you know, now all CBD products are, they're worthless. They don't work. I'm not going to do that again. So it's like anything. You just got to get out there and get your message out there and tell people why you do what you do, and hope people will take advantage and go from there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I don't know if you're currently distributing at gas stations, but you probably ought not do that. That's just my professional. All right. So if cannabinoids are produced by my whatever, they're naturally produced in my body, why are these proteins attacking it?
It's just the body's natural defense system. And it was really with the discovery of the endocannabinoid system. Again, it was like in the 80s and 90s when that was finally discovered, that, you know, these cannabinoids were actually being released in the body. Nobody had ever really studied it. There was no, you know, it was always just, you know, marijuana. So, I mean, it really does come from the discovery that medical marijuana did have some healing properties. And I think that's what led doctors, scientists to start really studying that, okay, rather than just a drug or a narcotic sense or people trying to get high, there actually seems to be some healing benefits from hemp and marijuana-based products. You know, we start to see the originally discovery with glaucoma, you know, and starting to introduce medical marijuana out into the field and giving people a license to actually, you know, buy the product prescribed by a doctor. It just led to this further inclination. And I think with the opioid epidemic, doctors, physicians, natural healing professionals are trying to find more ways to help people reduce their pain and not be bound to, because even ibuprofen, if we take daily ibuprofen, we are ruining our stomach linings. We're causing internal bleeds. I mean, if you are somebody who's in your 50s and 60s and knows you bruise naturally and you've been taking a leave every day, there's a reason. And your blood is not acting properly. It's not going to clot properly. There are so many things that OTC medications and prescription drugs have done to our bodies over the years that I really think the opioid epidemic has started to allow doctors, physicians to really take a stronger look at cannabis and hemp-based products and say, okay, there's a path for this. There's a need. Let's see what we can do, and let's do some further studies. So there is a FDA-approved drug for childhood epilepsy called Epilodex that actually does use CBD in the product to help with childhood epilepsy, and it's approved by the FDA. That is really the reason why the FDA will not give its credence to making CBD a dietary supplement. They've gone, look, we're using this stuff in a prescription-based drug. We can't then turn around and say, okay, you can use CBD as a dietary pill. You know, and there's actually a company, I won't name names, but they're a big wig out there, and their products all say dietary supplement on them. And that's a big no-no on the FDA. How they haven't got all their products pulled off the shelves is beyond me. But, you know, it's a slippery slope of what you can tout, what you can't. But it was really the 2018 Farm Bill which took CBD off the Schedule 1 narcotic list, when we were allowed to finally extract, cultivate, and put these things in, you know, in products. But it had to have 0.3% or less weighted THC in it. That was the only regulation. So it was open season for anybody to make a CBD product and tout its benefits. And that, again, a problem with our system is that we allow these things to happen, but we don't give any regulatory framework. So then it allows something that has a lot of promise and hope to then be muddied and go down this path of over-commercialization and people getting the wrong message about the product. And that's That's what we fight every single day. It's because people are touting things they shouldn't be, and people are just... I can go on for days, but it's just a frustrating aspect of when you know something's good, and you know, I have countless stories and testimonials of people who I've, you know, helped with my cream, which is what I use as kind of a segue into, I think it's worth trying my product, because, you know, I can't come out and say anything. You know, I'm trying to let science be my guide, and get into the system and help to decrease inflammation as best I can. You know, this is my part. I don't do ingestibles. I don't trust the science behind it. How much of our body is really ingesting and absorbing the CBD when we're doing it in a tincture sense or a gummy or a protein powder or a water? To me, the topical is just the path of least resistance. We go directly to the source and we, you know, can get relief, and hopefully it lasts 4 to 6 hours a day. You know, that's, and my product, you can apply it all day long. There's nothing, my product's not going to hurt you. And that was the whole, you know, hope behind it. I just don't know enough about the ingestibles, and there's just not enough science out there for me to say, yeah, I'm going to get in the ingestible market, because I don't know how much the body is really absorbing by doing it in an ingestible form.
Got it. Well, I appreciate it, because that really answered my question. I was curious about the delivery mechanism of it. So there you go. Topical, yep. Makes sense. Love, yep. It. Well, Matt, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Do your research in life. In my experience, you cannot be afraid to fail. My difference-making tip is embrace failure, because it really opens your eyes to what can be. You know, if you don't get out and try, and if you overanalyze and think about all the different ways you can get your product to market or spread your message, you're never going to get off the bench. You're just going to be there every day just wondering, okay, will this work? Will it not? The only way to find out is to get out there and do it. And you're going to fail. And embrace that, because you just got to hit one time. You can connect one time and really land on something that's going to build momentum, then the sky's the limit. But, you know, I'm as guilty of it as anybody, of overthinking and overanalyzing and just this fear of failure that, you know, what are people going to think of me, or, you know, how's this going to look, or, you know, is this going to, you know, really start to drive momentum, or is this going to, you know, just be a dead end? You don't know until you do it. You just got to get out there and be active and, you know, self-promote yourself. Don't care what other people think of you, because they're going to forget about you probably 5 minutes later. You know, if you made a fool of yourself, it's not going to stick with them forever. But you learned. You learned, okay, that didn't work. So on to the next thing. And once I started to care less about what people think and worry more about what I believed in, and just to get that message out there, the better off I was. And the more confident I was, and the more people started to relate to me. You just be yourself, try new things, and don't be afraid that it may get misconstrued or people may not hear the message the first time. You just keep out there and you keep hammering the message and find out what works, and you'll make your way through. You know, this is in a lot of ways, these last 2 years have been a great path to self-discovery for a lot of people. And I hope that continues, because it's, people have so much more potential than they're even allowing themselves to find. And I think that, you know, as long as you get out there and try something, give it everything you got, try as many different ways as you can to break through, and something is going to happen that you just didn't expect. And that would be my biggest tip, is just get off the bench and try it. And don't care what the results are. Just embrace failure and make it happen.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come up. Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and where can they pick up a jar of One Less CBD?
Well, special offer today is that I'm going to, listeners of the podcast, we're going to do a travel jar, free of charge, which is a quarter ounce jar All they're paying is shipping and handling, which is $4.95. So they get a travel jar of my product. For $4.95, all they have to do is go to www.onelesscbd.com/lifeblood. And you can go to our website, onelesscbd.com. You can learn about our formulation. You can learn about me. Instagram handle is at onelesscbd. But again, that offer is onelesscbd, onelesscbd.com/lifeblood. And you can get a travel size jar of my product to try it. And a little bit goes a long way. And just for $4.95, can't beat it. We'll get it out to you immediately and let you guys try it and see what you think.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Matt your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas and or is dealing with chronic pain. Go to onelesscbd.com. That's all spelled out, onelesscbd.com/lifeblood, and take Matt up on his offer for the free travel jar just for pain, shipping, and handling. And find him on social media. I'll list everything in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Matt.
My pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.